This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The swearing-in ceremony for the new government at the centre will take place at Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow evening. President Draupadi Murmu has invited Prime Minister-designate Narendra Modi to form the new government. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at 7:15 p.m. The President will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Modi and the members of the Union Council of Ministers. Yesterday, Mr. Modi had met the President and staked claim to form the new government. Our correspondent reports that several leaders from neighbouring countries have been invited to attend the swearing-in ceremony of Narendra Modi, who is set to become the Prime Minister for a third consecutive term. Delhi police has taken stringent measures to ensure security during the event. Delhi police has prohibited flying of sub-conventional aerial platforms, including paragliders, paramotors, hang gliders, unmanned aerial vehicles and hot air balloons over Delhi during the swearing-in ceremony. The ban will remain in place on the 9th and 10th of this month. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the running commentary of the ceremony from Rashtrapati Bhavan from 6:45 p.m. onwards on its FM Gold, Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7 channels. This broadcast will also be live-streamed on Akashvani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. Capital Akashvani stations in Ahmedabad, Bengaluru, Chennai, Cuttack, Guwahati, Hyderabad, Imphal, Kolkata, Mumbai and Thiruvananthapuram will broadcast the commentary in their regional languages on their state networks, which will be relayed by all primary channels and local radio stations in these states. Amid the suspense over the name of the next Chief Minister of Odisha, all preparations are on for the swearing-in ceremony of the BJP government on Monday. The ceremony will be held at the Janata Maidan in Bhubaneswar after the meeting of the BJP's legislature party, scheduled on the same day morning. State Unit Party President Manmohan Samal, who returned from Delhi this evening, said the BJP Parliamentary Board, the highest decision-making body, will take a final call on this issue. Senior Congress leader Sonia Gandhi has been unanimously elected as the Congress Parliamentary Party CPP chairperson. Talking to media this evening, party leader Rajiv Shukla said she has accepted the post. Earlier today, the Extended Congress Working Committee CWC unanimously passed a resolution requesting senior party leader Rahul Gandhi to assume the role of leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha. Addressing a press conference following the CWC meeting in New Delhi today, Congress leader K.C. Venugopal said the CWC believes Rahul Gandhi's leadership will build a strong and vigilant opposition. Senior party leader Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Party General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, among others, were present in the meeting. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that a fresh spell of heatwave conditions is likely to commence over northwest India from tomorrow. The IMD said heatwave conditions are likely to continue over parts of east and east central India, Uttar Pradesh and northeast Madhya Pradesh during the next 5 days. The Weather Department also forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Maharashtra, coastal and north interior Karnataka for the next 5 days. The United Nations has included Israel and Hamas in its annual list of shame, part of a report documenting violations against children in armed conflicts. This is the first time both entities have appeared on this list, which already features groups and nations such as Russia, the Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Afghanistan, Iraq, Myanmar, Somalia, Yemen, and Syria. The inclusion of Israel is particularly notable as it marks the first time a democratic country has been listed. The decision stems from allegations of rights violations against children during armed conflicts. In tennis, world number one Iga Swiatek won the French Open 2024 women's singles title after beating Italy's Jasmine Paolini in straight sets in the final. The Pole won 6-2, 6-1 against her Italian opponent at Roland Garros today. She also became the third female player in the Open era after Monica Seles and Justine Henin to win the title in 3 successive years. In men's singles final match tomorrow, Carlos Alcaraz will compete against Germany's Alexander Zverev. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India and Pakistan are set for high-stakes clash tomorrow. Team India will face arch-rivals Pakistan in their second Group A match at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York. And with that, we end this news bulletin.